Picture a world where the sun revolves around Earth, where combustion releases a mysterious substance called phlogiston, where time flows at the same rate for everyone. For centuries, these weren't just theories, they were reality itself. Then, in a flash of intellectual transformation, these worlds collapsed. What happened? In 1962, Thomas Kuhn provided the answer in The Structure of Scientific Revolutions, forever changing how we understand scientific progress. Science doesn't simply accumulate facts like a steadily growing pyramid. Instead, it advances through dramatic upheavals where entire frameworks of understanding are overthrown and replaced. This revolutionary process, which gave us the now ubiquitous concept of paradigm shifts, reveals something profound about how human knowledge transforms. The story of science isn't just about what we know, but about how we come to see the world in fundamentally different ways. Most scientific work isn't revolutionary, but operates within normal science. Research grounded in established achievements that define a field's problems, methods, and standards. Normal science functions as sophisticated puzzle solving where success means fitting everything together within the existing framework. When physicists applied Newton's laws to planetary motion, they extended a trusted framework to new situations. Similarly, geneticists mapping gene sequences work within the DNA paradigm established decades ago. This puzzle-solving focus makes science efficient, as scientists know which problems matter and which approaches might work. This process operates without explicit rules. Scientists learn their craft through education, exposing them to concrete problem solutions rather than abstract principles. A physics student progresses from simple pendulum problems to complex oscillatory systems, each building on established patterns. Paradigms function as complete worldviews, determining what questions scientists ask, what observations they consider relevant, and what they perceive. Aristotelian physicists saw pendulums as objects seeking their natural resting place, while Galileo perceived a body repeating motion almost indefinitely. This perceptual aspect explains why scientists from different eras seem to work in different worlds. Chinese astronomers, whose cosmology allowed for celestial change, recorded new stars centuries before Western astronomers. After Copernicus challenged the immutable heavens paradigm, Western astronomers suddenly discovered numerous comets. The paradigm shift changed what data scientists could perceive. Discovery often begins not with eureka, but with puzzled recognition that something isn't right. When Röntgen noticed a screen glowing near his shielded cathode ray tube, his investigation led to X-rays. Similarly, radioactivity was discovered when uranium salts inexplicably fogged photographic plates through paper. Anomalies are frequently invisible at first. Scientists cannot see problems their paradigms don't prepare them to recognize. In a key experiment, subjects shown anomalous playing cards, like red spades, identified them as normal until extended exposure caused confusion before correct perception. Some never adjusted despite clear evidence. We miss what we're not looking for, even when it's right before us. The photoelectric effect remained a curious anomaly until Einstein's interpretation suggested light was quantized, challenging established wave theory. When persistent anomalies can no longer be ignored, scientific fields enter crisis, periods where normal science rules loosen. The Ptolemaic system successfully predicted stellar positions for centuries, yet over time, its complexity increased far more rapidly than its accuracy. By the 16th century, Copernicus recognized the paradigm was failing. During crisis, extraordinary research emerges. Scientists try unconventional approaches, debate fundamentals, and question assumptions. The psychological impact can be profound. Wolfgang Pauli wrote before Heisenberg's quantum mechanics breakthrough, "At the moment, physics is again terribly confused." After Heisenberg's work, Pauli's despair transformed to hope and joy in life. Scientific revolutions occur when communities shift between paradigms, fundamentally transforming scientific practice. these aren't incremental changes, but complete reconstructions of theory and method. After Lavoisier's chemical revolution, chemists perceived a different world. Where they once saw phlogiston escaping during combustion, they now saw oxygen combining with metals. These transitions are revolutionary because new frameworks are incompatible with previous ones. Einstein's general relativity doesn't merely extend Newton's mechanics, it reconceptualizes space, time, and gravity. Though Einstein's equations can approximate Newton's in certain cases, the underlying physical concepts have fundamentally different meanings. This creates what Kuhn calls incommensurability between paradigms. Scientists under different paradigms perceive the world differently, often using identical vocabulary with distinct meanings. When Aristotelians and Newtonians discussed motion, they weren't addressing the same concept. For Aristotle, motion meant any change, while for Newton, it specifically meant change in spatial position. The transition resembles a gestalt switch, like suddenly seeing a duck as a rabbit. The scientist's perceptual apparatus transforms, and once you see the world through a new paradigm, you can never return to the old perspective. Scientific revolutions remain largely invisible despite their profound impact. Textbooks rewrite history to present science as a linear accumulation of knowledge rather than acknowledging paradigm shifts, portraying Newton as extending Galileo's ideas when he actually reconceptualized motion and gravity. This historical distortion serves practical purposes, helping students master current tools without distraction and creating a motivating sense of progress. However, it misrepresents science's messy, non-linear development. Scientists typically try to incorporate anomalies into existing frameworks rather than questioning fundamental assumptions. This explains why revolutionary discoveries often come from newcomers or those at the field's margins. Young Einstein, less constrained by classical theory, could question assumptions about absolute space and time that established physicists took for granted. We similarly rewrite our own intellectual histories, smoothing over the revolutionary moments of transformation that actually shaped our thinking. Does science progress through revolutionary breaks rather than accumulation? Kuhn argues yes, but we must reconceptualize progress. Science evolves from primitive beginnings toward refined understanding, though not toward any predetermined truth. Later scientific theories prove better at solving puzzles in appropriate environments. Einstein's general relativity addresses problems Newton's physics couldn't, while preserving Newton's problem-solving capabilities in relevant domains. This constitutes progress without claiming theories approach ultimate reality. Science advances not toward final truth, but away from less adequate conceptions. Each paradigm solves more problems than its predecessor while opening new questions. The scientific enterprise evolves, transforming our understanding through revolutions that reshape both what we know and how we see. Crises generate intellectual ferment that births new ideas. Scientists consider radical alternatives only when existing frameworks repeatedly fail, just as we rarely question fundamental assumptions until they no longer serve us. Both in science and life, transformation requires crisis. Kuhn's most profound insight is that knowledge doesn't merely grow, it transforms, and in transforming, it transforms us. We don't simply accumulate facts, we learn to see the world anew. This is intellectual growth's ultimate promise, experiencing reality through fresh eyes that reveal previously invisible possibilities. Mercury's orbital anomalies remained minor puzzles until Einstein demonstrated they required reimagining space and time themselves. Our greatest advances come not when we add to what we know, but when we fundamentally change how we see.